Hey everybody, Adam Davidson here. It's Radcast, Wednesday, November 18th. The lectionary readings for this Sunday include John 18:33 through 37. It's the gospel reading, and it's strikingly out of place given that the leaves are falling and the wind is blowing outside. But it makes a lot of sense because this coming Sunday is Christ the King Sunday. Listen to this. Pilate and Jesus are having this conversation. Jesus has been arrested, and Pilate is now trying to figure out a way to just not deal with this whole situation with the Christ. And so in John 18:33, it says this. Pilate went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked, "or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it that you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." And that's the word of the Lord. Love it. I mean, it's obviously a sad moment in the history of Jesus' earthly ministry. He's about to be crucified. But that conversation has been preserved for our benefit. We're supposed to get something from this, and not just little nuggets of wisdom that kind of make us go, but something deep and transformative. Think of it this way. You've got Pilate, who is a man of great authority and power in the kingdom of this world. You've got Jesus, who is a man divine with great authority and power in this world and every and any world. And the two are meeting together. It is like a chess game, except that it's not that Pilate is, you know, one side and Jesus is the other. It's that Jesus is not only on the chessboard, he's above it, he created it, he knows how it's going to end and everything. Jesus is humbling himself to a very, very low point, considering who he is, the King of the Jews, the King of everything. And he submits to this conversation with Pilate. And he says, "Pilate, who told you that I'm the King of the Jews? Is that your own idea, or have you heard that out on the streets?" And basically, they have a question off. You know, Pilate starts by asking, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus said, "Is that your idea?" And then Pilate said, "Well, am I a Jew?" And then ends by saying, "What have you done, Jesus? What have you done to get yourself into this? This isn't on me." You see Pilate sort of pushing himself, you know, away from the whole situation. He's just the innocent bystander here. He's just here to fix it and make it right. And Jesus is the one who will actually fix it. But, I mean, for everybody. But anyway, you have here a picture of the limited majesty of Jesus. Pilate wants to know if he's a king, and says, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus, without rolling his eyes, maybe he does, I don't know, but Jesus says, are you kidding me? King of the Jews? Well, you think that's all this is? I'm the King. Capital K, capital I, capital N, capital G, I am the King. So King of the Jews? Sure. You wanna say that? It's like saying the CEO of GM is also the assistant branch manager at one of the dealerships. Sure, we can say that, whatever. It's so limiting. Pilate wants to take Jesus and his kingdom and his majesty and his role and fit it in this category. Again, here's Pilate having to deal with things the Jews are doing and having to get involved politically to try to make this all better. And Jesus comes and he doesn't fit in that box. He simply does not fit. And Pilate wants to make him fit in that box because then Pilate can take care of it. And Jesus, without actively resisting, simply speaks the truth. He even says, "Everybody on the side of truth listens to me." Now, if you think about it, Jesus just kind of gave a little psh in the face of Pilate, and here's why. Pilate's not listening to him. Jesus is clearly saying that his kingdom is not of this world, and that this whole thing is just beyond Pilate's even widest scope of perception, and Jesus says, "Only people who are on the side of truth listen to me." And Pilate's like, "What?" He totally misses it. That's brilliant. Jesus is the humble king who, for whatever reason, allows flawed humans to impose upon him great limitations for a time. He does sort of put up with it for a time. It's part of his humility. But now Jesus is died, buried, resurrected, ascended, and will return. So now the kingdom is totally different. Now his kingdom is of this world, or at least it's starting to leak into this world. And before his servants ran away, and now his servants fight for him, not with swords and clubs, though Jesus did say he would come to not just bring peace, but war between all of these ideas and different subcategories on the earth. But we are his people now who acknowledge his kingship and aren't threatened by any other kingdom, including the kingdom of this world. And that's really important for us to remember. As soon as we start getting nervous, as soon as we start making policies, as soon as we start managing our lives so that it fits Jesus into a box, we are like Pilate, and we are not on the side of truth, because only people on the side of truth listen to the King. So today, let the Holy Spirit talk to you a little bit about any kind of limitations that you're putting on Jesus. I do the same thing. I put limitations on him all the time. He says, I'm king of everything. And I say, no. You're king of this and this, but I've got this over here. Thanks. It's limiting. And I think Jesus, in his love, sort of goes, ah, okay, you have it your way. But it goes against his kingdom. It's a good thing he loves us, and he really does. A couple of days ago, I was meeting with one of our kids. It sounds so bizarre, like a business meeting, but I was hanging out with one of the kids here in the cave down here, and we just had some cave time, my son and I. And he told me about something at school, and he said, I want to pray about this and pray for this person. And my son offered the most sort of cosmic, real, down-to-earth, genuine prayer that I've heard in a long time. It came out of his mouth. He taught me something about the kingdom and the rule of Jesus. And it's the little kids. They get it. The kingdom is theirs. So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking about today. What are you thinking about?